Here in the marketplace, in Capernaum, in the middle of Israel, nothing ever happens here, nothing changes, and we like it that way quite well.
Here in the marketplace, in Capernaum,
protectors, right on schedule for the morning feeding. The sun should be so consistent.
Rachel, dear, don't think of them as Romans. Think of them as paying customers.
Hmm.
At least that makes the transaction a little more palatable. It appears that Octavius has brought that young commander Marcus along on patrol this morning. I wonder what this is all about.
Good morning, old man.
Good morning, centurion. So, Octavius, bringing the boss to breakfast, are we? Bucking for a promotion, perhaps?
Be careful with your tongue. I'm in a good mood, but the day is still young. The centurion informed me just this morning that he wished to accompany us on patrol today.
That's right. It's been too long since I've been in the marketplace. And I've so missed your pleasant company, Asa. I have missed seeing your family. Hello, Hannah. It's been a long time. Your uncle sends his best. You know, you really should come visit him more often.
So my traitorous brother still works as a centurion servant. How is the treasonous old bird faring, anyway?
Oh, not well, I'm afraid. He's suddenly taken ill. Nothing seems to help. I thought I might take him some fresh bread baked by his favorite niece to see if that might cheer him.
Uncle Amaziah is sick.
Is it serious?
Honestly, I don't know. The physicians are baffled by his condition. Hannah, maybe if you visited him...
We've instructed our granddaughter to keep to her own side of the city. Just because her favorite uncle works for the Romans doesn't mean she should be working for them also.
Besides, we're not at all sure she's going only to visit my brother.
Grandfather!
Yes, well, whatever. I'm sure Amaziah will enjoy the bread, and you're all welcome to visit any time.
Excuse me,
That'd
sir.
Be fine.
But shouldn't we be going? We've got a lot of ground to cover yet this morning.
Yes, of course. Here, this is for the bread. Good day, Asa. Goodbye, Hannah.
Good day. Good day. So, my brother's not well. Well, I'm not surprised. My poor brother's probably sick from serving those Romans.
Well, at least those brutes are gone for now. Only 24 more hours before we have to see them again.
I don't know, Grandmother. Marcus seems nice enough.
Nice enough? A Roman? I hardly think so. Now, a Jewish boy, that would be nice enough. But, oh, I forget. Our granddaughter has refused the proposal of nearly every nice Jewish boy in Capernaum.
Really?
Now, let's see. There's not kind enough, not spiritual enough, not caring enough, and, oh, yes, not handsome enough. Oh, but I forget. But, Grandmother Rachel, I don't love him. A Roman for our granddaughter? I hardly think so.
But he's different than the others, Grandmother. He's kind and he's good to his men. He's smart and he's brave.
Hmm.
Why, Uncle Amaziah once told me that Marcus risked his life in battle to rescue a wounded man. And he loves Uncle Amaziah like he was family. How many Romans do you know that would come to our side of the city to help a servant?
Asa, do you hear what I'm hearing?
Yes, and I'm beginning to believe that centurion came to our bakery today for more than just fresh bread.
Oh, you better forget about her, sir. She's a beauty, all right, but she's a Jew, and the Jews are nothing but trouble.
Well, they're not all that bad, Octavius. After all, I don't know what I would have done without her uncle's help these past few years.
Well, I'll grant you the girl and her family seem pleasant enough, but you just can't separate them from the rest of their kind. You get involved with a Jewish girl, and you get involved with all the Jews. And I'll tell you, they're a difficult lot.
Maybe you're right, Octavius. But Hannah's different. Occasionally, we talk when she comes to visit her uncle at my home. I've been all over this empire and never met another woman like her. Take the men on, Sergeant. I'll meet you back at the garrison later. I'm going to take this bread to Amaziah to see if it might brighten his day like she brightens mine.
Hundreds or so, but none have the wonderful charm as the girl who disarms me with one hello, the face of a goddess, the voice of a bird, a beauty that touched my soul beyond the grasp of my words. If anyone's listening in heaven, please tell me, could she be the one? Say my search is over. Could she be the one?
Say my search is over.
Someone to see you, sir.
Send him in.
Not him. Her.
Hannah, what are you doing here at the garrison? Does your family know you're here?
No, and they mustn't find out. I've come because of Uncle Amaziah. I was at your home this morning to see him. Marcus, he's dying.
I know. I appealed to the Roman gods for a cure, but he only gets worse. I would do anything to help him. You know that, don't you? He's been like a father to me, but what else is there that I can do?
I know of someone who may be able to help. A very wise and amazing man. A rabbi who's healing people and changing lives. If anybody can save my uncle, I believe he can.
Well, where is he? When can I meet him?
He's teaching on the hillside tomorrow, just outside the city. Follow the crowds and look for me. I'll take you to him. I must go now. Oh, and try to look a little less Roman. His followers are not exactly supporters of Caesar.
All right, I'll be there.
If you don't mind me asking, sir, what's that all about?
Seems Hannah knows someone who might heal my servant. I'm going to meet him tomorrow on a hillside.
Did she tell you this man's name?
No, just that he was a rabbi who could heal the sick. I figure it's worth investigating.
If this is the man I suspect, a rabbi called Jesus from Nazareth, I promise you he's trouble. And if your pretty Jewish girl's involved with him, then she's trouble too.
Yeah, Jesus from Nazareth. I've heard some rumors about him. Not much real information, though. Tell me what you know, Octavius.
Well, they say he has very unorthodox ideas for the Jews. And he's been performing miracles, like the girl says, and drawing very large crowds. There are plenty of stories floating around about him, some that date back 30 years or so. Incredible tales of a virgin birth in Bethlehem. And stargazing magi that traveled halfway across the world to pay homage to a baby king. But you'd be too young to remember them, sir.
Oh, I've heard them. But what do they mean?
I don't know, sir. Word in the marketplace is that the Jewish leaders don't like this Jesus. They're looking for ways to discredit him. He upsets the status quo. Others are beginning to think he might be their Messiah, a savior, some sort of king. As for me, I say he's trouble, plain and simple. Call it an old soldier's intuition. The Jews have had lots of these so-called messiahs come and go, but this one, this Jesus, he's different.
Well, all right then. You and a few of your men will accompany me to the hillside tomorrow. Stay in the background, out of sight, and out of the way. If there's trouble, then we'll deal with it. But first, I must meet this miracle-working rabbi if my friend Amaziah is to have any chance at all to live.
Could he be the one? They are so
Marcus.
Hannah, it seems I found the right hillside.
Yes, you did. But I thought I asked you to look a little less like a soldier. You stand out like a camel in the Holy of Holies. And only a blind man would miss your friends across the way. I thought I could trust you, Marcus.
You can trust me. Octavius is only here in case of a disturbance. Honestly, I wouldn't think a Roman uniform would cause such a problem by now. All the other nations have seen the benefits of working with Caesar. Why are the Jews resisting us?
Could it possibly be because the Romans have taxed us into complete poverty and denied us the freedom to worship the one true God as we please?
Hold on, you're starting to sound like your grandfather. Look, I'm here to help Amaziah, not argue. Although we have allowed the Jews to observe the religious practices, within reason.
We are tolerated only to the point that we are not a threat to Caesar's rule. Anyone who crosses that line is dealt with in the cruelest of ways. Surely you've heard of the place in Jerusalem called Golgotha, where Pilate hands out Roman justice to anyone who threatens the mighty Caesar.
Roman justice is swift and final. I agree. But it's also fair and just. An innocent man has no reason to fear the Roman courts. Thieves and insurrectionists get only what's due to them by the hand of the governor.
Why would I have thought that you'd understand? A Roman soldier could never know what it is to be a Jew. One day God will deliver us, and we will be free to worship as we please. Until then, we suffer persecution at the hands of whichever brutal government is fashionable.
Wait, deliver you? With a Messiah, right?
Yes, a Messiah. How did you know?
My men and I hear things. It's our job to know local politics. Speaking of the man, where is he? When can I meet him?
There he is, the man in the middle. That's Jesus.
He's not at all what I envisioned.
I'm not surprised. He's not what a lot of people think the Messiah will be.
But he is the Messiah, right? The one to free all of Israel from the tyranny of Rome? I'm sorry, but he hardly looks like a conquering hero.
I don't pretend to be wise in the matters of Scripture, and I don't know all the prophecies like the men do, but I do know that Jesus is different. He's special. He's not changing governments, Marcus. He's changing people. And when he speaks of the Heavenly Father, it's as if he speaks with complete authority, with familiarity. And he is so wise, far beyond his years. But mostly, Marcus, he loves people.
Well, when can I meet him?
First, Marcus, listen.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As they have mourned, for they shall reign.
Marcus, what are you doing?
Hannah, there won't be any trouble. Amaziah can wait no longer. I must speak with this man now. Lord, I have a dear servant at home who lies paralyzed and in terrible suffering.
Then I shall go and heal him.
Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one to go, and he goes. This one to come, and he comes. I tell my servant to do this, and he does it.
I tell you the truth. I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Go. It will be done as you believed it would.
I don't think I can believe this. Was it as simple as that? Just because I believed he could delegate his authority to one of his men? I don't understand. Does this mean that Amaziah is going to be all right?
Go see for yourself, Marcus. Go home and see what a little faith can do.
I don't believe what I just saw. Our commander comes here begging for the help of some Jewish holy man, and he takes the rabbi's word just because he has faith. Faith in a penniless Jew. I don't believe this.
Marcus has faith, Octavius. Very rare in a Roman, but a fact of life for the Jew. Faith is the key to knowing God.
By faith was our father Abraham led to follow God through a foreign land.
By faith were his heirs of an anthem stand, for he was a man of faith.
By faith Sarah bore her only son, and a mighty nation was thus begun.
By faith in Jehovah was all his son, for she was a woman of faith. By faith are we called God's chosen race, to express his name, to speak his face.
Out of Egypt land, out of slavery.
By faith did he part the great Red Sea, for he was a man of faith.
By faith Daniel entered the lion's den, and without a scratch he walked out again.
By faith did he learn to be just like him, for he was a man of faith. By faith are we called the chosen race, to be blessed in him, to be treated faith. By faith are we led through all our days, for we are people of faith.
I thought I should personally deliver the good news. Amaziah is completely well now, back to normal.
Normal? As long as my brother serves in the house of a Roman, he could hardly be considered normal. But that was a good thing you did for him, Marcus. Hannah told us all about it.
Yes, she did. And it is a good thing for you to come and tell us about Amaziah's recovery.
Thank you.
Now, if only a certain stubborn old goat would go to this brother. This brother was only days ago at death's door and make good all the bad feelings that have festered between them over the years. Then maybe this family could celebrate Passover this year without a fight at the dinner table. Now, come on, Asa. Let's talk about Passover.
Hannah, isn't this wonderful? Everything turned out just as you said it would. Now, perhaps you could help me with another problem. You see, I've gone off and fallen madly in love with the most wonderful girl. And despite the protests of her grandparents, I think she loves me too. But there's an invisible wall that separates us. Because I'm a Roman and she's a Jew. If our differences keep us apart much longer, I may need your miracle-working friend to mend a broken heart.
Believe it or not, Marcus, my grandparents are beginning to think that you're not so terrible after all. That alone may be a miracle. You're kind and gentle, if not a little stubborn. And you're thoughtful and loyal, even if you are naive about Rome's injustices.
I think the invisible wall may be crumbling.
But don't you see? It's more than all that. It doesn't matter to me that you're Roman. What matters is that I follow Jesus and you serve Caesar. Marcus, you saw how he healed my uncle Amaziah. If you would only test your newfound faith and see Jesus for what he really is, then maybe things could be different between us. Maybe then...
Octavius, what are you doing here?
Sir, sealed orders arrived for you from Rome this morning. If you weren't at your home or your garrison, your servant Amaziah thought I might find you here. Your order, sir.
My troops and I are being transferred to the court of Pontius Pilate. We're leaving in the morning. I'm going to the centurion in the governor's court.
Congratulations, sir. Finally to be living in a real city for a change. We must go immediately and pack our gear. The men are going to want to celebrate tonight.
I can't leave just yet, Octavius. First, I need to speak with Hannah.
No need to explain to me, sir. Just tell the lady goodbye, then meet me and the men at the tavern. If you don't mind, I'll not stick around for the tears.
Hannah, isn't this wonderful? I'm going to the centurion in the court of Pontius Pilate. Hannah, you must come with me to Jerusalem.
Marcus, you have to make a choice. If there's any chance that we are to be together, you mustn't go to Jerusalem.
What? What do you mean?
I love you, Marcus. I do. But I follow Jesus, not Caesar. You could too if you would only test your newfound faith.
But Hannah, a command like this is everything I've worked for. I've risked my life for this. And now you're asking me to throw it away? To follow after some penniless preacher? That doesn't make any sense. What kind of choice is that?
It's the most important choice, Marcus. All this for a prophet?
Makes you wonder just who that holy man is, doesn't it? By the gods, look! It's him! It's Jesus!
Here he comes, Hosanna to the God of Israel. Here he comes, blessed be the Lord.
Watch where you're going, woman.
Forgive me, sir.
Oh, Hannah, I didn't recognize you here. Let me help you.
Oh, no, sir. There's no need for you to bother. Please don't waste your time. Forgive me for being so clumsy.
Hannah, it's me. It's Marcus. You don't need to speak to me that way. It's been 2 years since I've last seen you. What are you doing here in Jerusalem?
Forgive me, sir, but I don't know anyone named Marcus anymore. And surely the centurion has more important concerns than a clumsy Jewish girl. I will be out of your way quickly. My master needs me. Or is it now against Roman law for a Jew to follow her Messiah?
Tough break, sir. Perhaps it is your destiny to flirt with danger, not women.
I tell you, Sergeant, I've known my share of beautiful women in this empire, but I had to lose my heart to a woman who won't return my love. And why? Because I refuse to throw my life away, follow after some itinerant prophet she calls a Messiah. Why is it every time I encounter this Jesus, he disturbs me so?
Like I told you, sir, he's trouble. For you, for me, he is certainly trouble.
He should be arrested.
Arrest him? Now? Just look at those people. They adore this Jesus. Arresting him would start a riot. No. First we must discredit him. Trip him up somehow. Trap him with his own words.
Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity, and you teach the ways of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men, because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar, or not?
You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. Whose portrait is this, and whose inscription?
It's Caesar's, of course.
Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.
Teacher, in all the law, which is the greatest commandment?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. The teachers of the law and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So you must obey them and do everything they tell you to do. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, yet they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
He made fools of us.
What's worse is the people love him for doing so.
We're losing control. We cannot let this continue much longer. If I pass over, he'll have the entire city on his side.
Must be done. Something must be done soon. Something must be done. Something must be done.
go straight away to Caiaphas. The high priest Caiaphas will know just what to do.
He'll deal with it discreetly.
He'll handle it completely. The high priest Caiaphas will know just what to do.
Something must be done. Something must be done. Something must be done. Something must be done. And
Hannah, Octavia said that you sent for me. I'm so glad you changed your mind. It's so good to see you again.
Centurion, Marcus, it's not what you think. No. I've come here for your help. Someone's life may be in danger, and you may be our only help.
Well, who's in trouble?
Jesus. Today in the temple, he chased away the money changers and embarrassed the priests and Pharisees in front of the crowd. Moments later, I overheard the priest talking, planning their revenge.
Wait, revenge? What sort of revenge?
They said they were going to Caiaphas, that he would know what to do. They were so angry, Marcus. It all sounded so evil. I'm afraid for Jesus' life.
And Caiaphas, the high priest, I've been witness to some heated encounters between him and Pontius Pilate. It would be difficult to say which man hates the other more. Caiaphas is a dangerous man for sure, but Jesus has too much popular support right now. Caiaphas could never get past Jesus' loyal followers.
But what if he does get past him somehow? You yourself said he was dangerous.
Well, he's dangerous, but he's also a man with no real political authority. Without Rome's consent, Caiaphas can take no lasting measures against Jesus. The power to condemn a man lies solely in Rome's hand. And Roman justice would never condemn an innocent man. So, you don't need to worry about Jesus, Hannah. I'm sure everything will be just fine.
Marcus, I hope you're right about this. I pray you're right, but it feels in my soul like everything is about to change.
You're absolutely right. Something must be done about this Jesus of Nazareth. Our coexistence with these Roman heathens is fragile enough without some foolish rabble-rouser stirring up the people. We will deal with this man in a most finite manner.
Perhaps we could run him out of town before Passover gets underway.
And how do you propose to do that? How do you take a man who has hundreds, maybe thousands of loyal followers and simply run him out of the city? It's not that simple. Efforts to discredit him have all failed, and his popularity is growing daily, at our expense, I might add. No, you do not chase away a man like Jesus. He would only return, and our problems would return with him. Gentlemen, our solution must be permanent. Now, we need a reason, a plausible reason, to have this Jesus arrested. We must be creative about this. More importantly, we must choose the proper time and place for his arrest. Someplace private and away from the eyes and ears of his adoring public. And to that end, I offer you the services of this man. Gentlemen, I would like you all to meet Judas Iscariot. He has agreed for a price to hand over his master Jesus to us tomorrow evening in an out-of-the-way place. All we need now are some convincing witnesses and a little help from our friend Pontius Pilate. If things go well, we'll have Jesus of Nazareth tried, convicted, and executed before Passover even begins. Well then, gentlemen, good night and sleep well, for tomorrow promises to be a very busy day. Oh, Malchus, pay the man.
Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Friend, do what you came for. Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns.
Caiaphas, I understand you have a pressing problem that only the governor can handle. This better be important to have awakened me at such an early hour.
Pontius Pilate, Your Excellency, we are certainly grateful for your audience. Here is our problem.
I see. So what charges are you bringing against this man?
He is a criminal. If we were not, we would not be handing him over to you.
Take him yourself and judge him by your own laws.
May I respectfully remind His Excellency that we have no right to execute anyone.
You, come to me, now! So you're that prophet from Nazareth, aren't you? You know, I've heard things about you. My wife's even seen you in her nightmares. Just who are you anyway? Are you that king of the Jews?
Is that your idea? Or have others talked to you about me?
What? Do you think I'm a Jew? It was your people and your chief priest who handed you over. Anyway, just what you were supposed to have done.
My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest. But now, Now my kingdom is from another place.
Oh, so you are a king. This ought to be entertaining after all.
You are right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
What is truth? Another lunatic Jewish philosopher. Just where do these people come from? However, that it is customary that during the time of the Passover that I release one prisoner. Shall I release this king of the Jews?
No!
That I find no fault with this man. Shut! You take him. I find no basis for charge against him.
But we have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God.
Do you hear what they are saying? Just where do you come from? Speak to me. Don't you know who I am? I have the power to free you or to crucify you. Here is your king. Shall I crucify your king?
We have no king but Caesar.
I am innocent of this man's blood. Crucify him.
Rabbi, want some wine? Come on, aren't you thirsty? Well then, why don't you come down and have a drink with me and my friends? Save yourself if you're the Son of God.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
my search is over. Could he be the one true hope for me? In a thousand years, in a thousand lifetimes, will I ever find a sweeter reason to believe? Could he be the one?
Surely, he was the Son of God.
I wouldn't hope to have to see you again so soon.
Your Excellency, it seems that one small detail remains. It seems that while the deceiver Jesus was alive, he claimed that he would raise up from the dead 3 days after his passing. Of course, this is all nonsense, but we believe that his followers may attempt to steal the body to promote just such a fantasy.
What are you asking Rome this time, Caiaphas? More killings? Perhaps we should crucify his disciples. No, that's not enough. Maybe we should just dispose of anybody that ever knew the man. Would they take care of your problem sufficiently?
Governor, sir, all we ask for is a guard. Perhaps two. Just enough to guard the tomb until the third day has passed. That way we can prevent any further deception from this Jesus.
Yes, take the guard. Centurion, go and make the tomb as secure as you know how. Put my seal on it, post two experienced guards for 3 days. I wish to hear no more of this Jesus of Nazareth. My wife is right. I should have had nothing to do with the man.
Boring work, Octavius. We have been here nearly 3 days and nothing has happened.
Well, what do you expect from graveyard duty? I just wish the centurion would send someone to relieve us. Wait a minute. Perhaps he has. Look at that. Maybe we'll have some company after all.
Why do you see?
Soldier, report at once. Tell me exactly what happened here.
Is that you, Centurion? I can't see a thing. There was an awful light and a woman like a god who pushed away the sun. Where is Octavius? Is he here? Is he dead?
No, he's not dead. Our friend seems to be coming around. Get up, Sergeant. Tell me what happened here.
Oh, everything was so quiet. Nothing was out of the ordinary. We noticed some women coming down the road. And that's when it happened, sir.
When what happened?
The earthquake, sir. The ground shook. And then a woman, like I've never seen before, appeared as if she rode a bolt of lightning to the ground. And this woman, or God, or whatever she was, she pushed that stone away as if it was a pebble. I felt an awful fear crushing my chest, and everything went black. And that's all I remember, sir.
Tomb's empty. Jesus is gone.
Oh no, when Pilate hears of this, we'll die for sure.
Pilate will not hear of this, boy. Forgive me, sir, but if word of this gets back, no one will believe us and will be executed for dereliction of our duties. Now, it was that old priest and his cronies that got us into this mess. They have as much at stake at this as we do. I say we go to them. Let them figure a way out of this. Don't you agree, sir?
What? Sorry, I was just thinking of something.
We've got to get to those old priests, sir. Concoct some story about being attacked by Jesus' followers or something. We've got to get to them Jews. It's as much their problem as it is ours. Are you with us, sir? Can you count on it? Can we count on you?
Go, Octavius. Go back to Jerusalem and tell them any story you'd like. You'll get no argument from me. Just go.
A series of decisions. We make choices. We live and learn. Now I'm standing at a crossroad, and I must choose which way to turn. Its wealth and fame. Down the other, just a man with nail scars in his hands. But there is mercy in his eyes, and there is power in his name. I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus. Without a solitary doubt, I choose Jesus, not for miracles, but for loving me, not for Bethlehem, but for Calvary, not for a day, but for eternity, I choose Jesus. My life I sailed the sea of reason. I was captain of my soul. There was no need for a savior. I could live life on my own. Then I heard him speak the language. Passion, words of healing for broken lives. When we nailed him to the tree, His love included me. Now He's calling me to follow and to leave the past behind. I choose Jesus, I choose Jesus. Without a solitary doubt, I choose Jesus. Not for miracles, but for loving me. Not for Bethlehem, but for Calvary. Not for a day, but for eternity, I choose Jesus.
Marcus, what are you doing here?
Hannah, shh. The soldiers mustn't find me here. Pilate's put a price on my head. I can't stay long, but I had to see you again.
Marcus, what has happened? Octavius was just here looking for you. He was with some of the priests from the temple. They said you had something to do with the theft of Jesus' body from the tomb. But I was there. I saw the angel. There was no theft. They're lying about you. What have you done?
I've made my choice. That's all. A simple decision I should have made years ago. I was blind and foolish then. But there, at that empty tomb, it all seemed so clear, so simple. Jesus is who He said He was. So, I'm starting over. I've chosen to follow Him.
This is wonderful, Marcus. But what will you do? Where will you go?
I don't know. All I know is I must get as far away from here as I can. And I don't want to go alone.
You won't be alone, Marcus. You won't ever be alone.